As book tours go, this one is The Big Kahuna. Former President Bill Clinton's memoir, titled My Life, goes on sale this coming Tuesday, and bookstores across the country are preparing for a tsunami. Pre-orders for the book are breaking records, and bookstores across the country will stay open well into the night on Monday, so sales can begin promptly at 12:01 a.m. To promote the book, as if it needs the help, Bill Clinton is launching a book tour next week. Clinton is expected to drop by several big bookstores, even Costco is on his list. But for smaller, independent bookstores hosting the events, it's a mixed blessing, both a big payday and a pain in the neck. One of those stores is Esowan Books in Los Angeles. James Fugate is the co-owner.
We've been actually hiring extra staff, talking to people who will help volunteer. That there's been no shortage of volunteers, people who are very excited to help. And actually, the city of Los Angeles, we've talked to them a couple of times about blocking off a little side street on that's right next to our store and helping with some other items, because there'll be anywhere from 2,000 to 10,000 people who are going to come out.
10,000?
As the word gets out that we're having a book signing, especially yesterday after it was announced in the media, all the calls we got yesterday, I think it's just going to continue to build.
How do you deal with crowd control?
We will have a lot of extra security people to help monitor the crowd and help monitor the lines. We've talked to other bookstores who've had events last year with Mrs. Clinton, and one of their biggest concerns was that the lines sometimes got out of control. So we will have our parking lot really is great for long, long lines.
Now, this is a guy who likes to talk, President Clinton. How are you gonna, he does have the gift of gab. How are you going to keep that line moving?
That's going to be up to his staff, and I think that they've told us he's going to arrive at 10 o'clock that morning, and they said don't announce any ending time, and I think he's going to be just thrilled to meet these people because there were so many people who were excited about meeting him, and I think it's just going to be a great event.
What does this mean for a small store like yours?
Oh, it's the biggest thing we've ever done. I think he's doing almost 20 different stops on this tour at this point. And at least half of those are independent stores, and it's a great thing for an independent store to do something like this.
James Fugate is the co-owner of Esowan Books in Los Angeles. Another stop on the Clinton tour is in his old stomping grounds, Washington, D.C. Cleve Corner is the event coordinator at Politics and Prose.
We're 1,500 square feet at Politics and Prose, to give you an idea of what size we are. All of our shelving structures are on wheels, so we can move a lot of things around. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be handing out line tickets starting on Tuesday, June 22nd at midnight, which is the release of the book. When you receive a line ticket, then you'll be asked to come back on July 6th, which when we're having the signing. And if you're in Group A, then you'll be one of the first 100 in line in the store. Then we'll have Group B, C, D, E, etc., in a range of 100 per letter. And they'll be lined up on Connecticut Avenue, not on Connecticut Avenue, but on the sidewalk there. And we'll have probably about 100 to 125 people in line at any given time in the store. And these are the preliminary plans that I have to try to control this.
So you stagger this. It almost sounds like a trip to the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Hopefully much better.
I'm just curious what you think about all this. With all the hoopla surrounding this book, you'd think the Beatles were getting back together. Is this entirely a good thing, or does, you know, celebrity sort of trump literature in this case? Is it really all about celebrity?
It's books. We're competing in a media market which is saturated with so many other options, and we're hoping to get people to notice the printed word and come in, and maybe they'll come in for the Clinton signing, but while they're in line in our store, they're noticing a critical analysis piece on Bosnia, and they're picking that up. Esoteric to an extent, but so we're I think anything we're publishing gets a boost and gets noticed is a good thing.
Cleve Corner is the event coordinator at Politics and Prose in Washington, D.C. He spoke to us about the store's preparations for a President Clinton book signing.